Right of Philosophy, Lesson 139. It is said that 25% of Dutch population suffer from loneliness. According to my understanding, 100% of us are lonely, depressed, and at the edge of insanity. The only difference in between those who really experience it and those who apparently don't is the strategy they are using. Why do we feel lonely? Those of us who are not feeling lonely yet have occupied ourselves with so much garbage that we never are really confronted with our loneliness. We are busy all the time with our work, study, and our social activities. We have no time to get in contact with our loneliness. It is a strategy and a fear at the same time to avoid contact with ourselves. If we would take away all our activities just for 1 month and bring us in a situation in which we are confronted with ourselves, where we would be forced to look at the poor quality of our most important relationship, the relationship with ourselves, we would notice it is a marriage which has become suicidal. For me, it is not a small accusation on a society in which it is said that 25% of the population is lonely. How can we feel lonely even when we are surrounded by thousands of people continuously? It is like one loneliness is meeting other loneliness in all our activities. One of the root causes we feel lonely is the superficiality of relationship we experience. It is not so strange that we admire programs like Friends, Sex and the City, and alike. They represent a higher form of superficiality with which we as society have started to identify. We need to look carefully at how we relate to each other. The quality of relationship at society level can only increase if we are ready to improve our relationship with ourselves. If we do not increase the quality of relationship with ourselves, we as society are bound to become lonely, depressed, and insane. Official week against loneliness.